Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And it is Friday. It is the 24th of October. And we're 1 week away from Kitty Night. Well, actually, Halloween. And I might even dress up like a goblin, who knows, or the wicked, not a witch. And you can catch our show at 7 p.m. Central, at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 5 p.m. in California, where my friend is in San Diego, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. Our subject tonight is everyone has a unique gift inside them. They only have to look. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support our show, you can go to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button, and there you'll find a drop-down button, and you can make all kinds of donations and make your support known. Let's get a few shouts out before we start our show. I want to send some shouts out to Elle in California. She's in San Diego. I promised I would do that this week. Hope she is listening, and I know she is because she told me she was earlier. She was going to be sitting there looking at the waves in the beautiful area of San Diego. That's pretty nice, man, because I'm going to see some snow pretty soon in Chicago. She purchased my book to have a friend and asked if I could sign it, and of course I did. You know, I can't do my fans bad. For one of my special new fans and friends, I got to send a shout-out to Joni in Austin, Texas, to Norma, and to Alice in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and Georgina in Des Moines, Iowa. And a big, big, big shout-out to Charmaine. And yes, it's spelled in Chinese, and I got it right. That's a shout-out for her because she's now in Iowa, but she was born in Beijing. That's pretty nice. And a shout-out to Leah. She's listening to the show. And a special, special shout-out to Dr. Kanita Atwater in Memphis, Tennessee. She actually has a black museum, and she's a great friend of mine. She's a true friend, as a matter of fact. And when I was there in Memphis doing one of my book signings, she bought every book that I had and had a lot of people run up to the counter and get the books to join her. I mean, she's always promoting my stuff. We've been friends for years, but she purchased all my books. And so whenever I do book signings, she's always there to support me. And that's a great thing. We were at the library book signing. Well, I hope I didn't miss anybody, because I didn't see some names that I needed to send some shouts out. And last week I got a lot of emails with people saying, you didn't say my name. You didn't say my name either. I said, dang, dog. So without further ado, let's get the show started after a quick PSA, and then we will talk about our subject. And if you want to reach me, you can listen to the show by dialing 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClure, Don S, at yahoo.com, or Don's, D-O-N-S, don.mcclure@aol.com or donssmcclure@dsmpublications, where you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. And tomorrow morning, I will be on Jeffrey Boulevard at 10 a.m. in the morning. Can you believe that on a Saturday? That's early. We have reached 21,000. Yay! 21,284 listeners and growing. Our featured artist for tonight is Angie Winans from the Winans family. She's going to do a track called Changing My Whole Life, along with Sister Debbie Winans on the track, Brand New Dance. We're going to listen to some things by Randy Crawford, Dawn Joseph from the Neo Soul. And our featured artist for tonight is India Martinez. And this girl can cut up. I mean, I really enjoyed doing everything, listening to everything, and just watching the videos. And if you look at my film board, if you're on the internet, her picture is guiding by along with Randy Crawford and a lot of great artists. So again, check that out. But our subject for tonight, everybody has a unique gift inside them. Your life is like a flower. We want to say one quote. Let's get the show started with our first PSA. Man, I need to read this thing better. Oh, it's a PSA about the book, The Greatest Crime Thriller Ever Written, and the book made it to the top 10 list of books in its genre. And then after that, we could start our show because that was my book that I wrote. Man, that was pretty good. So let me get this PSA. My light boards are lit up, and I'm lit up. I'm drinking my tea, and I'm just cracking up to myself because I got some stories I got to tell you. But anyway, let's listen to this PSA. And when we come back, we'll be ready to start our show and talk about the gift inside of you.
To have a friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
And we're back, and I keep telling my producer they can't have it playing in the background while I'm trying to do the show because the people can hear it. I don't know. Sometimes he gets weird. Anyway, listen, we're ready to start our show. So, again, this is the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, the 24th of October. And you know what? I picked a song for us to start it with by the Black Eyed Peas, and it's called Let's Get It Started. So I want to – you know, they had this in a football commercial, but this is a track, so get up on your feet. Get your hands together, and let's get our show started. So let's get it started by the Black Eyed Peas.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running,
and the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running,
and the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, 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 running.
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme,
you break your neck.
We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect, connect the rhythm effect. I should lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Come on, we be out, girl, let's believe we loud. You wouldn't believe how we loud. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's hot out. Act up from North, West, East, South.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get snooty, get it started.
Like an infant new kid,
inch by inch,
with a new solution,
trapping,
with no delusion.
The feelings are irresistible, and that's how we're moving. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it.
of time. Y'all can't stand still to some bang your spine.
Bob your head like me, Apple D.
Up inside your club, boy,
in your belly.
Get messy,
live and sick.
Mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come to now, do not correct it.
Let's get in it, let your head trip. Everybody, everybody, let's get to it.
My name in there, Don, 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 Don. No, okay, all right. Well, I kind of thought they were saying my name. I don't know. I like that song, though. Let's get it started. I like that. That's going to be the song I may end the show with. Man, I really like that. That's the Black Happies, and I really like that song. I used to see the commercials for football when they would do, like, the football games, and let's get it started. So, yeah, I guess we got to get it started. Tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am going worldwide. I mean, I've got 21,000 listeners. That's like a minister with a church. Man, say amen, producer. He said, forget you. I'm going in the other room. He was trying to listen to the show right looking over my shoulder. I was like, man, please, get out of here. Anyway, we're going to start off our show before we get to our word like we usually do. We're going to play something by Angelique Angie Winans, and that's her name, Angelica. Actually, they call her Angie Winans. She was born in the spring of 1968. Man, that was a popular year doing then. Gospel singer, songwriter, musician, Angie Winans comes from a large, large family of very gifted music artists. And remember, we're talking about the word, the gift inside of you, because everybody has a gift. She has worked on a number of recordings with Sister CeCe, BB, Debbie Winans, as well as many other artists. In 2001, Angie went solo, completing a debut album all her own. It was released under the Against the Flow Records label. She came into a family filled with love for gospel music, which we all know. And for children, she was baby number 9 out of 10. Man, he sound like my dad. My dad had 11 kids. I don't know, a bunch of them. As a child, Angie learned to play the piano. I know my sister going to kill me for that. As a child, Angie learned to play the piano and to sing, first performing at home with and for family and then in church. By the time she hit her teens, her brothers Michael, Ron, and Carvin, C-A-R-V-I-N, and Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, Winans, were making a name in the music world as a singing group known as the Winans. Two of their sisters began a recording career next as B.B. and C.C. Winans. When Angie was 15, she began performing professionally as a background vocalist for BB and CeCe. Sister Debbie Winans, the youngest of the siblings, joined in also. And in 1993, after a decade of serving as background singers, Angie and Debbie formed their own duo team with a signed deal from Capitol Records. The twosome completed a self-titled debut album that year. Good reviews, some mainstream type tunes, and time touring as an opening act for Whitney Houston helped the sisters grow and a quick and loyal fan base in both the R&B and gospel genres. By 2001, after working as producer, pianist, songwriter, and singer, now listen to that, she was a producer. Angie went solo with Melodies of My Heart, which we're going to play some tracks from that. From her debut album, The Lord's Prayer, Changing My Whole Life, and that's the one we're going to play because I love that song. It kind of sounds like Roberta Flack's tune, Killing Me Softly. He Loves Me, Lady Wisdom, Roses Again, and Come Go With Me, which is another track that we're going to play. So, I mean, there's a lot going on with Angie, and I'm sure a lot of you know who she is. She's got a great track. But the reason why we brought her up tonight, she's very gifted, very talented, and she's using the gift that's inside of her. And we're going to talk about that word right after we play this track by Miss Angie Winan. And some of you probably already got this track. It's called Changing My Life. But if you listen to the melody, it sounds similar. It's very beautiful, but it sounds quite similar to Roberta Flack's track. So let's give a listen to Angie Winan and her gift.
Oh,
too. Now, you're talking about a track. That was really nice. And when I got a chance to play it the other day, when I was looking through some things to play, it popped up on my screen, and I was like, what is this? And I had never heard that track before. So I started digging around and said, well, let me play something by them. And they've got a couple of other tracks that her and Sister Debbie were doing that were actually really good. And, you know, to come from a family that is truly gifted. I mean, we got Ma and Pop Winans. We got the Winans Group, David Winans the second. We got Ron Winans, family and friends. We got Carvin Winans, Marvin Winans, Michael and Regina Winans, Daniel Winans, BB and CC Winans, Angie and Debbie and Winans Phase 2 and Winans Brothers and Vicky Winans and Mario Winans and Marvin Winans Jr. and Juan Winans. I mean, that's a lot of Winans. I bet you when they went to school, somebody used to tease them and say, oh, quit being a whiner, not the Winans, but that's kind of crazy. They really have some talent, and that's a talented family. So, again, when you're gifted, you're born with a gift, and the thing is, you have to learn to use it. You just can't sit around and think about what you should do. There's a quote that I learned from one of the Morgan Freeman movies, and it was actually really good. And I want you to write this down because we're talking about gifts, and I want you to see yourself kind of like a flower. So we're going to talk about a flower. But the quote was, you do what you are. And if you don't do that, you're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. What they're saying is you get good at something along the way in life as you keep progressing. And what you're good at, you don't take it for granted. You don't betray it, for if you do, that becomes a sad thing in your life, and you can never really know what you could have become or made out of your life. The only thing for sure is that you wasted a gift. Now, I want you to think about that. If you don't get off the sidetrack and quit listening to everybody telling you what you can't do, what you think you might need to do, I always tell you, get inside of self and talk to self. You know, again, we keep talking about the gift inside of you. And as I was thinking about that, I said, you know, a gift is kind of like a flower. The dictionary says it's something seen as beautiful, such as an ornament or figure of speech that resembles a flower in shape, fineness, or attractiveness. The way you are seen in someone's eyes when measuring beauty or quality. It's the period of highest development, the peak. The highest example or best representative, the flow of our generation. Now, you got to think about that. I never thought about a flower until I started looking into this thing and trying to find out where I think you need to go, a natural development or outgrowth. His attitude was simply a flower of his general good nature. So when you're thinking about these things and you're looking through the dictionary, we always talk about groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire, how talented they are. Then I went back and I was thinking, I said, think about how you see yourself and build from there. Maybe seek the four elements, water, earth, air, sky, to build on who you are and your gifts. Look back inside your life and say, you know what? I don't have to be like everybody else. I have my own gift. And your gift may be in speaking. Your gift may be in painting. Your gift may be in taking photography. You know, I was amazed at a young lady. And this is a true fact. She was on TV. She's an artist. She went to art school and did everything else like the other artists. She came home one day and decided to start using masking tape, regular colored masking tape, and making photographs, images out of the masking tape. You can look it up on YouTube or either Google. And she sells these paintings for $100. She took the gift inside of her, and rather than using water paintings and watercolors or whatever artists use, this young lady reached inside herself and took masking tape. It doesn't cost that much to buy a roll of masking tape, and she had all colors. And she is really good. So, again, I want you to think about what your gift is. And like Morgan Freeman was saying, if you feel you don't have a gift, then get good at something along the way and make that your gift. So it doesn't always have to be something you're born with, but it can be something you develop. And I really want my audience to start thinking about that. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, and I am cutting up. I just played Angie Winans, Changing My Life. And, of course, we started with the Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started. And my producer just loves me so much. He was trying to stand so close to me. Hey, get back, get back. Get back, Jack. You remember we used to say that? Get back, Jack. Something like that. Oh, man, that's kind of crazy. But anyway, listen, our featured artist tonight is India Martinez, and she's got some tracks that's amazing. She's from our Latin division, our Latin tracks, and she was born in one of the cities that I love. Actually, there was a car named after her city that she was born in. It's called Cordoba, and that used to be a really, really big, nice car that people drove, the Cordoba. They would do commercials about that from Spain, but that's where she was born at. She was born in Cordoba, and this young lady here, I played her tracks, and I was just blown away. Her real name is Jennifer Jessica Martinez Fernandez, better known as India Martinez, born in Cordoba, Spain, on the 13th of October, 1985, and she is listed as a Spanish singer. She was nominated to the Latin Grammy Award for Best New Artist during Latin Grammy Awards of 2009. And this young lady, man, is phenomenal. We're going to play a track by her. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about your gift inside of you. And I want you to write that down, and then you go perusing all over the internet and find out what gift means for you and what the dictionary says, and then build your arsenal of positive thinking, because that's the only way you can go. Let's listen to this young lady, India Martinez, and I love this track. It's called Voices Del, and you know I mess up some Spanish, V-I-N-T-O Del Vento. I guess that's what it is. I don't know. I'm going to take me some Spanish classes.
Respira.
know what? My producer asked me, what was she saying? And my mate said, she was saying, Senor Don is the greatest man in the world. Don Esmond. And he said, quit telling that story. But anyway, this is just, oh, man, that's crazy. I like that track. That's a great dancing track. So the next time you're doing the electric slide, slide that in there. Tell the DJ, play that. But, you know, today, I'm telling the truth. Now, today I met this guy who's an area manager for one of the big wine companies. And we got to talking about my books and stuff like that. And he was like, hey, Don, give me a call. So he's in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I think his name is Darwin or something like that. But anyway, I got his business card. I'm going to call him. And I emailed my priest and I said, tell you what, I met this wine guy and I'm going to ship you a lot of wine. Since you're always complaining about I used to steal the wine when I was a little altar boy. So I replaced that wine, and he emailed me back and said, you got a whole lot of Hail Mary full of grace to say before you can get good graces. But anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday. Can you believe I've reached 21,000 people? Man, they must be crazy. I am every Friday. They listen to me. But I think that's a good thing. And I thank them so much for their support, what they do, and for making me number one. I mean, I am becoming hot, kind of like Queen Latifah in them, right? We're going to move to the next track. We want you to think about the gifts that's inside of you, and I want you to contemplate that. Contemplate that and think about it. And like I said, always find a little place that you want to be in or submit to or whatever you want to do. And I think that would be a good thing for you, because when you do that, you will have your unique gift ready for you every day. Everybody has a unique gift inside them. Your life is like a flower. See your life like a flower. How you view yourself is the most important issues of any item you can place in your mind. I see myself as a flower, so maybe as a flower child, like back in the 60s. But as I said, if not that, then get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, don't take for granted. You don't betray it. And if you do, that becomes a sad thing in your life. And you could never really know what you could have become or made out of your life. The only thing for sure is that you wasted a gift. These are the things that we talk about a lot. And it's just the natural developmental outgrowth. So when you think about that, think about those four elements. They say in a dictionary, the reproductive structure of some seed-bearing plants, characteristically having either specialized in male or female organs or both male and female organs, such as stamens, S-T-A-M-M-E-S, and an outer envelope of petals and sepals. Man, I didn't know flowers had sepals. Such a structure having showy or colorful parts, a blossom. You know how when you ladies put on your makeup and you're looking really good? That's the blossoming part of the flower inside of you. So Dr. Oz had a great show today with his little Asian girl. She was showing people how to do simple makeup tricks. That's the blossoming part about you. A plant that is cultivated or appreciated for its blossoms. Number three was the condition or time of having developed flowers in your heart. Something such as an ornament or a figure of speech that resembles a flower in shape, fineness, or attractiveness. We told you that one before. That's number four in the dictionary. And the period of highest development, the peak. I mean, you've got a lot of things to compare yourself to. Chemistry, a fine powder produced by condensation. Everything basically is inside of you. A bloom or blossoming on a plant that bears blooms or blossoms, I guess even botany. I don't know. Sometimes this stuff gets crazy. But those are the terms I want you to look up. Oh, and check this out. It says a decoration or embellishment, printing, lithography, and bookbinding. Now, what that has to do with being a flower, I have no idea. I guess they used to use flowers for that. Printing a tie, ornament used with others and borders, chapters and headings. I don't know, sometimes the dictionary, I think they were drinking my tea or something, because that's kind of crazy. But that's what I want you to think about tonight. Oh, and the last one was to reach full growth or maturity. So when you blossom, that's what happens to you. You take yourself serious and you stop making mistakes and you own up to what you did in relationships, and the next thing you know, you're doing really well. We're going to play a track by Kurt Whalum called Someone to Love. Kurt is from Memphis, Tennessee, where I spent 20 years, and that's where Dr. Kenita Atwater is. And if you're ever in Memphis, check her out. She's on 3rd Street. She has a place called the African Palace or something like that. But anyway, this is Kurt Whalum, Someone to Love. I want you to sit back and relax and listen to this track and think about the gift inside of you that's waiting to be nurtured or that you're already building. Now, you know Kurt Whalen got a gift inside of him. And actually, did you know I know his brother? His brother's a minister in Memphis. We're good friends. His name is Kenneth Whalen. And he used to always tell me, he said, Don, you're blessed in spite of yourself. And I said, what the heck does that mean? And my priest told me, he said, what he's talking about is you need to come to church. I said, get out of here. Everybody said, Don, you got a heck of a lot of talent, but you're kind of crazy. That's Kurt Whalen, Someone to Love. And, man, that wouldn't that be nice to be slow dancing with somebody on that, thinking about the gift inside of you? And, you know, one of the most beautiful gifts to ever see is when a woman is carrying a child. That's a whole new life coming toward the world. And can you imagine that? I mean, that's a beautiful flower right there. She may not feel real good, but that's a flower because that's the flower of life. That's why I keep telling you, compare yourself to a flower. I like roses, and I'm doing a book called The Blue Rose. And if you want to get any of my books, go to www.dsmpublications.net, where you will find all of my great books. And again, they are just extremely, really good. And I want to thank the people in California. They buy a lot of my books. Did you know the first bookstore was called Valencia in California to carry my book? And that's how I got rated as one of the top 100 authors in America. Can you believe Don S. McClure? Man, I almost fell out of my bed when my California agent called and told me that. But that was a good thing. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And if you want to reach the show by phone, you could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number to dial. And I need to send a shout out to my sister, Yolanda Black, Pastor Black in Iowa, who had me there, and to one of my favorite niece. Today is her birthday. Her name is Lynn Moore, and we grew up together. And actually, she used to steal my leather jackets and my school sweaters. I can't believe that. She used to take them out and put them on and wouldn't bring them back. And I used to have to holler at her. But today is her birthday, so happy birthday, Lynn. This is for you. And again, we're talking about the gifts inside of you. And I know that sounds kind of strange, but when you think about it, everybody has a gift. You just have to want to develop it. Or, like Morgan Freeman said, if you think you don't have a gift, then get good at something along the way on the road of life. And you never know. Your gift might be helping senior citizens. It could be helping women that are in distress. It could be educating children. Teachers are some of the most gifted people in the world, and we need to give them credit for that. Because with the teachers, we grow. And that's why I think if you look inside yourself, forget what everybody else is, and find your gift, what you think is your gift. A lady was just on the TV, Queen Latifah show. They started baking cakes, and now they're selling 2 million cakes. And the Shark Tank people helped her get started. So who would have ever thought that just baking a cake would turn into a gift? And we all know that that could be a gift because we all have to eat. I know I like to eat, but I don't like pork chops. I can't stand those. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I want you to find your gift before the night is over or find something that you really want to do. Like the young lady that took masking tape, I kid you not, masking tape and painted some of the most beautiful photographs. She was on Channel 7 News in Chicago. We're going to play a track called I Care About You, Babyface. Actually, we're not going to play that track right now. We're going to do a track by Debbie and Angie Winan called Brand New Dance, Get Up On Your Feet. It's from her album, and I really like this. So we could dance a little bit. Then we'll go back to the little slow stuff so my producer could dance with his wife. Oh, that's so sweet. I wish I had a sweetie beatie to dance with, a kunky kunky or whatever. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. Let me play this track by Debbie and Angie. Brand New Dance.
Get up, everybody. Time to let go. Get up, everybody. Get up, everybody. Thank you.
know what she's talking about in there. Take whatever you had in the past, throw it away, and start a brand new dance. Not so much dancing, even though I like to dance and I played it in my car, but finding that gift inside yourself. You know, each day I talk to so many people who keep saying they're stuck or they don't know what to do and they're just looking for some guidance. And I keep telling them, it's already inside of you. Your body can heal itself and it can definitely direct you to what you want to do. So just take that time, find out what your brand new dance is, or just get you some words that you like. Changing my life, let's get it started, whatever it is that moves you. And even if it's just something soft, like a flower. I mean, I love flowers. I think they're the best thing in the world. I use them to compare to everybody that I meet. There's the flowers with some thorns. There's the flowers without thorns. There's the roses, the lilies, the tulips. I mean, so think about that. People come in different sizes, shapes, colors, and styles. And none of us are identical. We're all different. We even have our fingerprints are not the same. So that should tell you that find your gift. And it doesn't have to be measured by what anybody says. You don't have to listen to anybody telling you what you should do and how you should do it. You find what your gift is. If it's just sitting there looking at the ocean waves at 3 o'clock in the morning, go do it. It's not hurting anybody. So again, it's October 24th. It is Friday, and I am turned up. And I like that track, Brand New Dance. I mean, the thing I like about Wednesdays is when I'm recording my tracks, I get a chance to dance and act crazy and play what I want to hear. And sometimes I'll play a request. Somebody will send me in some stuff. And that's how I found the Whining Girls, a friend of mine named Capri in Memphis. She's a singer. And she played that on her Facebook. And I said, well, you know what? I like that. I think I'll play that. And it was just so beautiful because I love beauty. I think the whole world is beautiful. It's kind of like the little runaround chickens with their heads cut off and stuff. I guess they used to like the world before somebody cut their head off. Oh, man, that was a bad analogy. The little chickens with their heads cut off. I don't think they found the world to be beautiful. My producer looked at me and just shook his head. Nah, chickens with their heads cut off. I don't think they saw some beauty. I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But anyway, you're listening to... Oh, it's too much tea. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. I am the one and only. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And actually, I just got 47 emails came in, and they messed up my radio board. The computer couldn't even keep up. It was so many emails coming in. I want to thank y'all for telling me I have a great show. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, and our featured artist for tonight is India, I-N-D-I-A, Martinez. And that girl is bad. And when I go out to those Spanish clubs, I mean, I just like her music. So again, I want you to think about your gift, and seriously, work on it. My youngest son told me the other day, he's studying Spanish in high school. And I thought that was so sharp of him. He says, Dad, I want to be just like you. I hope he don't want to be totally just like me, but he wants to be just like me. And that's a compliment when a young man says, I want to be like my dad. Oh, that's so sweetie beady. That's my favorite word, sweetie beaties. I don't know what it means, but it's a sweetie beady. You listen to the Donis McClure Show, and I've got to find a PSA to play so that we can get back to you and some more great music. We're going to play something by the Heart Association because we want you to take care of your heart and get yourself together because I want you to live as long as I am, for 900 years. Even Dr. Oz said he was going to live for 900 years. I think he steals my stuff. I think he listens to my show, too.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Govert por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
Now I knew I'd get you because you know why? We played that Heart Association PSA in English, and then we backed it up with Spanish. So exactly what they said in English was exactly what they said in Spanish. Man, I like that. I said, let me make sure I get everything across, because I have a large Latino Spanish audience, and I just love my audience. And actually, I'm considered an American author. When we get into the Wikipedia, they don't call you a black author or Chicago author or Memphis author. They have to explain to the world, because we're in the world, I'm listed as Donis McClure, an American-born author. I mean, that is amazing, man. I like that. I'm just cutting up, getting it down, doing whatever. We're going to play a track by Randy Crawford and Joe Sample. And Joe Sample just died not that long ago. Great pianist. And so we want to honor him because he had a great gift, a gift that just worked with everybody and made everybody believe that they could be the best that they could be. And him and Randy Crawford did a great job. So we want you to pay close attention to Joe Sample in the background with Randy Crawford. And if you're looking at our figure board, our image board, you'll see a picture of Randy with an album coming out of the back of her head. I thought that was pretty nice, but it looked kind of weird, but I liked it. And actually, I like Randy Crawford. So let's listen to some neo-soul, some jazz, with Joe Sample and Randy Crawford, and think about your gift inside of you, even if it's just having children that are going to become president. That's a gift in itself, to give life. Thank you.
knew there was so much love keeping me warm night and day. When I need you, I just close my eyes.
I like that. When I need Don, I just hold my head out. Okay. Oh, man. That is, I like that. That was just a good track. So when it's cold outside and your man or your woman is traveling around the world trying to build their career, they're coming back. Like you said, I'm not going to be traveling forever. Or he's not going to be traveling forever. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight we are talking about the gift inside of you that's already there. You were born with a gift. And once you learn to use it, you won't have so many bad days because you won't allow them to enter your life. We're playing some stuff by my girl, my new girl, India Martinez. And did you know that when she was 11 years old, now check this out, she sang on a local fishing port area, and that's how she became popular, in La Nina del Puerto Rico, or Porto. P-U-E-R-T-O, it's probably Porto. And in 1998, at the age of 13, she took part in a children's talent show. I mean, this young lady was amazing. She was offered a scholarship. She went on to Seville, everything that we love about Spain, and learned flamenco. And in 2003, she signed with La Voz del Sur. And I know I screwed that up. But that's who she was signed by. And in February 2009, she released her second album. I guess this is Desparta, that earned her a nomination for Best New Artist during the Latin Grammy Awards. So, again, just think about that. An 11-year-old little girl singing on a fishing port, that means she believes in her talent. And that's amazing how some people get started. It's not always in the recording studios. There's a guy that plays violin, classical music, in the airport terminals. I met him, I think, last year when I was on my way to Florida, and he was playing some Antonio Vivaldi music, and I was like, who is that playing? And he's homeless and stuff like that, but he has his little violin case, and he plays violin, classical music, inside the airport terminals in Chicago, O'Hare. So, I mean, you got to think about using your talent. And if he could find his talent to stand there and play, then you can find your talent to make your life what you want it to be. Let's listen to India Martinez, Luna Nueva, N-U-E-V-A, and I think I pronounced that right. But this young lady's bad.
De lágrimas a oír,
to sing my name in that Don McClure. I said, oh, man, I like her. I actually like her. And did you know where I live has a lot of Latino people, Spanish people? I mean, that's a good thing. We wave and I say, hey, they say, how do you do, Mr. McClure? I like that. I'm kind of famous in my own community. Isn't that nice? You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:09. We're almost done with the show. I don't know where the time goes, but I'm telling you, I want to get some emails from you saying you know what your gift is, even if it's just helping somebody else. Sometimes being a good Samaritan. Did you know there was a man crossing the street today, and he was in a wheelchair, and I pulled up at a stop sign, and people were blowing their horns behind me, and I said, I waved at him and told him, go ahead and take his hub around across the street. And he did, and he waved back. And I said, oh, that was so nice of you, Don. And then I sent a quick text to my priest and said, see, I did a good deed. Now, how many more do I have to do? And he said, nah, that don't count. He was supposed to let the man pass. I said, oh, man, I can't win for losing. There's a track called I Care About You by Babyface, Jodeci, and After Seven. And I got a chance to listen to this because a friend of mine was playing an old track on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I said, okay, gifts. These young men have a lot of gifts. Babyface is very talented. But again, I want you to think about the gift inside of you. And before I leave my show, make sure you tell me what your gift is, even if it's just growing Christmas trees. Did you know they have Christmas tree farms? I never knew that till a couple of years ago. I always thought they just went into the forest and cut them down. But they actually have Christmas tree farms. I was amazed. I learned that on my way out to Las Vegas. Let's listen to this track called I Care About You, Babyface. And if you got somebody close to you, a broom, a stick, a phone book, or a man or a girl, dance with them and tell them that they have a gift inside of them. Always be ready to encourage. That's the best gift you could give anybody is encouragement.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, Milestone. Thank you.
Now, you talking about a track. I mean, he was like, hey, I care about you. Do you care about me? Hey, do you remember? Well, you probably don't because you're probably too young. But anyway, when we were in school, we used to write these little notes like, I like you, do you like me? Put X in the box. Well, anyway, there was a little girl in my class, and yes, I liked the little girl. She was really cute, too. Had some little pigtails. Well, actually, not pigtails. She had a ponytail. But anyway, I found this frog outside, and I put the frog in a little box, and I put a little ribbon around the box. And I wrote in there, do you like me? Because I like you. And when I went in school into the class, I gave her the box, and the frog jumped out. She said, I hate you. I hate you, Don McClure. I said, Dad, I wish I had played that song. I care for you. Do you care for me? She probably would have threw the frog at me. Oh, man. That's what made me, I don't know what made me think about that, but I gave the girl a frog. At least I gave her a frog. I had no money back then. That's crazy. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And I'm going back to memory lane. Man, that was kind of deep. That was really kind of deep. I like that song. It's 8:18, and we're getting ready to almost get out of here. But can you imagine a little boy giving you a frog in a box? I asked him, do you like me and I like you? I don't know. Anyway, this is Dawn Joseph. She's going to be singing one of our neo-soul tracks, While You Find the Gift Inside of You. And I hope it's not a frog in the box. And she's on our neo-soul greatest artist, Dawn Joseph. If you're looking at the board, she has blonde hair, and this girl can cut up. She's singing a track called Can't Breathe. And they can't breathe without me. I like that. My producer said, oh, man, a frog in a box. Anyway, let's listen to Dawn Joseph on a Friday, Can't Breathe. I like that when she's riding in her car. I bet you nobody gave her a frog. I bet you she would have liked the frog in a box. I thought that was pretty cool. My producer would say, man, I would have bust you upside your head. I'd have threw that frog at you. I thought, ladies, don't you think that was a pretty good gift? I think if my maid was here, she'd say, heck, didn't know, Mr. McClure. You cannot give me frog. You cannot give me the frog. Anyways, 8:22, we are almost out of time. I told you it flies by. And I hope you really found the gift inside of you, because that's important. I want you to think about that. I want you to concentrate on it and find your gift, because, like I said, again, that'll change your whole life. I got to play this quick PSA, and when I come back, we'll be almost ready to wrap up the show. But again, like I said, think about that. Just think about if a little boy gave you at least he gave you a gift, a box with some frogs in it, not chocolate, but a frog.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and it's Friday. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show. And don't forget, if you want to make a donation, you can go right to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, where you can also donate to our building fund. Yes, we're going to build a huge studio that used to be an old Walgreens, and we're going to turn that out. So we'll be able to have people come by in droves. We have a large audience, and they can listen to me. And that girl might even show up, the one I gave a frog to. I don't remember her name. I wonder if I'll ever see her at a class reunion. She might slap me and give me a box with a frog in it. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. I am enjoying myself. And I've got these memories because I have gifts inside of me. And God said, Don, there's only one of you, only one. I'm going to play this track by Reuben Studdard. They long to be close to you because you have a gift. And people really like your personality, your style. They see you better sometimes than you see yourself. So, again, examine the gift that's inside of you, because everybody has one. And if you don't have one, then find one along the way in your journey in life. Let's listen to Reuben Studdard. Excuse me. And it's 8:24. I'm going to play Reuben, and we're almost out of here.
Why all the guys in town
The gift. That's why people want to be close to you. They want to make sure you're okay. They check on you all the time because they care and because you have that special gift as a mother. Ooh, I hate it when she comes in my 60 seconds. Anyway, listen, I'm out of here. My favorite saying is enjoy life. That's all you have. And I'm going to play Victory by Yolanda Adams. And I'm out for the weekend. And I will see you. Happy birthday, Kenita Adwater, on Monday. And hey, enjoy your life. Drive slow, take care of yourself.